This is a Discovery Channel podcast.
We all have our early memories, whether it's a birthday party, a vacation, a haircut, or a picnic. But are these events that we have stored away in the depths of our brain really our first memories? The ability to remember our lives before these events seems to be blocked by an insurmountable wall, a memory barrier. But some researchers are breaking through the memory barrier and may be finding evidence of memory from even before we were born. Dr. Linda Lagasse, a psychologist at Brown University, is doing research based on a concept termed object permanence, which has long been considered one of the earliest indicators of memory.
The concept of object permanence is the belief that when an object is out of sight, it continues to exist.
In a way, Lagasse has devised a scientific approach to the age-old game of peekaboo.
Peekaboo!
To test if a baby remembers that an object continues to exist even if it's out of sight, Lagasse shows babies toys with the lights on, and then tests to see if they reach for the toys in the dark. If they do, Lagasse says that's proof that the baby has already developed a sense of object permanence and their memory. To track the baby's movements, Lagasse places sensors on the infants. The babies are introduced to a toy and its sound with the lights on. The toy is placed on a mechanical arm and the baby learns the position of the toy. The proof of the baby remembering the object is in the grab. Then the lights go out, and with special infrared cameras, Lagasse watches to see if the child will reach for the toy while it's dark. Time after time, the babies not only remember that the toy exists, but also demonstrate that they can remember the object's location. And Lagasse can tell that the babies are reaching for the toys and not merely responding to the sound. The baby's hands are curved in the shape of a grasp, and they're reaching for a distinctive feature of the object, like a strap or a handle. By proving that object permanence occurs in children as young as 6 months old, Lagasse is pushing back the memory barrier. But how much further can our memory barrier go? Dr. Anthony DeCasper's research straddles the border between birth and just before birth.
These babies are having experiences now that are the memories that they will carry with them into the future. And they had experiences before they were born, and my research program has been to interrogate them about the nature of the memories they form before birth.
The obvious problem for DeCasper's research is what language do you use to interrogate babies about their pre-birth memories?
The trick to interrogating the baby about their memories is to create a language that we can both understand. And that language is the language of sucking on a nipple.
DeCasper has designed an experiment to test a baby's memory of its mother's voice.
We looked and we saw him, the Cat in the Hat. And he said to us,
several weeks before a baby is born, a pregnant mother reads a story repeatedly to her unborn child.
We can have lots of good fun that is funny.
Within hours after the baby is born, DeCasper places headphones on the child and offers her a nipple.
Yeah.
The nipple is attached to a device that allows the baby to choose between two tape recordings. Slow sucking selects the recording of a stranger reading the story.
The sun did not shine. It was too wet to play. So we sat in the house all that cold, cold, wet day.
Fast sucking selects the story read by the baby's mother.
We looked, then we saw him step in on the mat. We looked and we saw him, the Cat in the Hat.
The baby quickly learns to suck at the rate that will select the story read by her mother.
Almost every baby we question expresses a preference for their mother's voice. And clearly, this is because they remember her voice.
DeCasper's experiment provides evidence that babies start forming memories while still in the womb.